Hey guys, this is Pastor Q, and on this week's episode, if you want to grow, you got to delegate.
Hey everybody, welcome to X with Q, a 10-minute podcast to help you lead.
I'm only doing 8 minutes today.
Only 8 minutes today. VIII with Q.
That was a lot of information.
Okay.
I'm only doing 8 minutes.
My name is Brad, and as always, I'm here with Pastor Mark Q.
Brad, wait. Do you think 10 minutes is enough?
I love
the 10-minute format, but do you think it's enough?
Sometimes.
What does that mean, sometimes? Listen, if you have a question,
depends on how many coffees you've had.
That's true. On a side note, if you ever have a question, you need to email me at pastorq@thechapel.cc. pastorq@thechapel.cc.
Absolutely. We should do some Q and A's.
That was stupid. Listen, if you send an email that I don't like, I'll just hit delete. So don't worry about the subject matter. I'm just going to hit delete. But if I like it, I'll return the email.
It's perfect.
That's perfect. Just like that should be a motivator. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So now that we're in the podcast, no matter how talented a leader is, I think you're soon going to realize that you can't do everything by yourself.
Yeah.
Delegation is key when it comes to leading people. Why is delegation so important?
Because if you're not delegating, you're not multiplying. And if you're not multiplying, you're not growing.
Right.
So you have to learn what and who to delegate to, so that you can grow. That's the idea, because the whole thing is about multiplying, whether it's getting more customers, whether it's growing an organization, whatever it is, you have to learn. Delegation means multiplication.
Right.
But the tension is you got to know what to delegate and who to delegate to, right? Mm. I mean, but that's why delegation is so important.
Yeah, I love that. So what are some of the things that might keep a leader from delegating their work?
What I have found is that most leaders who do not delegate, they have a humility issue. It's usually a pride issue, because what you're thinking, it's only you that can do that the best.
Mm.
And a lot of times what we find, and what I have found for me, you know, not only in the marketplace, but also the church world, no one's ever going to do it like you, because it's an impossibility. They would be you. So we're all unique. So everyone is going to do it to a certain extent. Now you have to measure what extent will you be happy with. I always use like the 80-20 rule. Someone is always only going to get to 80%. I have to define the 20% that is negligible. In any task or anything that's going on, they're not going to do it like me, otherwise they'd be me.
Yeah.
But they are going to do it to a certain level that I need to qualify, which is the 80%. And then while I'm delegating the task, I have to go, what's the 20% that's negligible that really isn't going to make
Can you give me an example of that?
I'll give you a perfect example. So in our world, in the church world, we're trying to create a weekend service. So I may tell someone, hey, I want you, here are my values for the service. I want it to be upbeat. I want it to be really enthusiastic. And they choose a song, or they choose lighting, or they use certain screens. I know I've already said, you know what? It's going to be okay. I don't like a lot of red light. It doesn't matter to me. It's more of a preference than a priority. So I've already distinguished. I'm not going to get so granular. I've described to myself the 20% that I'll leave off the table, because they're only going to get it 80% there. They're going to pick the songs. They're going to do the lights, because that's what they do. They're in that world every day. Mm-hmm. But you have to distinguish. You have to be humble enough to offload it to somebody. I think one of the other reasons why someone doesn't delegate is because they actually lack a trust in some of the employees. That employee hasn't shown that they can be trusted in the small things or the big things. So they kind of have this resistance to go, man, I don't know if I want to give them this, because I don't fully trust them. I think that's another reason we may not trust the person that we're delegating things to.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. So, I mean, what are some of the questions then that leaders should be asking when it comes time to delegate something?
When I'm thinking about who I'm going to delegate to, I'm thinking, where else have they shown me success before in an agenda that I have given them? Where have they come to the table? I said, hey, just paint the room. And man, they did it great. You know what I mean? They did a really good job. They went in and painted it. They did a little extra work. They made sure it was right. They checked in with me. They've created a level of trust, number one. What they've done is whatever I've given them before, they've been successful at. Well, what that does is build up my confidence in giving them more. So I think that's something to look at when I'm delegating is, have they done this before? Not that specific task, but have they been responsible with a goal that I've given them before?
Right.
So I think that's something I always look for.
Yeah.
So it's who I'm going to delegate. So have they had success before? They built up trust before? But then also, what is it? I delegate things when in my leadership, I'm realizing I have to allocate time to something that might be more timely important or a priority for me. So I have to make room on my plate, if you will. You know, I've got to kind of move, you know, the peas and corn over to somebody else because I'm having to add something to my plate that only I can do. So I have to make room. Anytime you add something, something else has to move.
Yeah, something's going to give.
Right. So it's something for me.
Right.
When I'm delegating, like, what's the what?
Yeah.
It's because I'm in a season where, hey man, I got to do this. I don't have time for that. I pick the person based on successes in the past. Mm-hmm. And then what I do is I recognize the 20% that's negligible in the task.
Right.
But I also identify the 80% that we have to hit.
Fantastic.
So delegation's important.
Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.